Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. We just heard a song called Break Your Frame by John Snodgrass and his band Armchair Immersion from band's album called Who Wants to Play Bass. John's name will and his music, not only his name, his music as well, will come up several times during today's show, but I'll tell you a little bit about it in a second. Today's show will be built around my interview with Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Auto Club. This is a band signed to Alternative Tentacles. Records, and they are coming to Vancouver. The band will perform at the Biltmore Cabaret next month on July 24th with Big John Bates opening the show. Let's start today's episode with a couple of tracks by Slim Cessna's Autoclap to get you a little bit familiar with their music, and then we will hear two parts of the interview I did with Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna Autoclap. I'd like to start with a song called This Is How We Do Things in the Country, and let's listen. Slim Cessna's Autoclap on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
The first and last time I met her, we was children 7 years apart. She held my hand so softly, she was perfectly shy.
Dave. in them when they first looked on me and said the word disgrace. If I could have spoke, I would have give what for, but I ain't the giving type. Doctors came in herbs, touched feathered my spine's curves, said the word absurd. They stood on my blind side, brutal with their words, told them I should be thin.
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard two songs by the band called Slim Cessna Auto Club. The last song we heard it was from their last studio album called Unentitled, and the name of the song was A Smashing Incident of Character. And before that, we heard a song called from their album, The Bloody Tenant Truth Peace. I hope I pronounced it correctly. And that was a song called This Is How We Do Things in the Country. The two reasons I'm playing Slim Cessna Auto Club today on the show. First reason, the band is playing at the Biltmore Cabaret next month on July 24th. And the second reason is that I've interviewed Slim Cessna, one of the singers of the band. And we had a really nice 15-20 minute chat. And I would like to share this conversation with you, listeners of CITR. So let's listen to first half of my interview with Slim Cessna. Then we'll listen to some music, and then I'll play you the second half of our conversation. But for now, let's listen to the first half of the interview of Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna Auto Club on CITR. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I have on the phone Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Auto Club, the country band that plays at the bar at the end of the world, according to Jello Biafra. Hello, Slim. Thank you so much for finding time to talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for talking to me.
You guys are doing a lot of touring this year, and you just got back from the European tour. I was following your journey on Twitter, and I witnessed that you tried all the different types of beer in Europe. So how was the tour, and which beers you liked the most?
the tour was wonderful. We had a terrific time. We had good turnouts at all the shows, and everywhere we went. One thing that they do different in Europe is that they basically every club you get all the beer you can drink, and which doesn't happen in Canada. Certainly it doesn't happen in the States. we're lucky to get 2 drink tickets, you know. But we go over there and they are really proud to service the best local beer that they have, and every town, you know, has its own local beer, and it, the beer in Belgium is certainly the best. That was always my favorite.
Yeah, I'm a beer fan myself, and in Vancouver there's a restaurant called Beercraft, and their focus is on like Belgian beers, and they have, I think, 20 beers on tap and over 100 beers in the bottles, and most of them, not most of them, but a lot of them are from Belgium, so you should check it out. Place in Vancouver when you play at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 25th.
Yeah, I'll go with you. That'll be great.
Okay, let's plan the drinking event before the show.
Okay.
I also read that you had 20th anniversary shows at the Lions Lair in Denver, Colorado to celebrate your 20th anniversary. You guys have released 5 volumes of collectible material. Could you please tell a little bit about those rare releases?
Oh, yeah, sure. Basically, we were looking for a couple of reasons. We were looking for a way to generate some money because we're trying to film, we're trying to make a live DVD out of those Lions Lair shows, the 20th anniversary shows, but we, instead of just asking for money, we thought that we would also offer something in return that maybe no one has ever heard. And so basically there's 5 volumes, 5 songs each. It's available on our Bandcamp page, and it's old, like our original demo cassette, which we recorded in 94, we put on there just as MP3 downloads. I think we only made 100 of those originally, so there's only, I don't even know if those people are still alive who bought them. And then others, some live performances that, from shows that we had never before released. So spanning 2 decades too, different years and different versions of the band. We tried to cover as much territory as possible with things that people haven't heard.
this is brilliant idea, and I think this is a good way of asking fans for money, but like giving them something rare back. So I think it's a brilliant idea.
Right, and it worked, and really for us there was no cost involved. So, but at the same time we are giving something in return, and so that it worked out really well. hopefully it'll continue to work out really well, because we haven't met our hoped amount. So
you mentioned that the goal of those releases is to release a live DVD. Is that different from the documentary that there is filming about?
Yeah, that's actually a separate project.
Okay,
yeah.
Could you please tell a little bit about both of them?
Sure. The documentary, there's a couple of guys, they're actually from Canada. Mm. They came down, where were they? They were east, though. Please forgive me for not remembering where they came from. By the end of our conversation, I hope to remember. But in any case, they are filming, and they came down to film the documentaries, or the 20th anniversary shows as well. So it's kind of more by coincidence that they were there. But we're also using some of their footage for our project, and they're using some of our footage for theirs. So it's kind of but theirs is going to be more of a continuing effort. They will be following us, I believe, on our next tour, and just continuing to film their project.
What kind of documentary you think is it going to be? Is it going to be like interviews mixed with live performances? Or do you know, is there a plan for that? Like, is there, script for
I think they're still sorting out their plan, mm-hmm. and I'm not completely sure. We just kind of allowed them to do whatever they want to do. They're following us around. I think they're filming live performance, but they also, we were there with cameras while we were rehearsing for a performance. I think that they're going to try and catch as much behind the scenes action as they can. I think their idea is just to give people an idea of what it's like to be in an independent, with creating music independently, and as much as possible, we work hard and we have to travel as much as possible because that's how we earn our living. So we just, I think that they're just trying to get all that and show people what it's all about.
That's interesting. I'd love to see this movie when it comes out. Let's talk a little bit about this, the Life Project DVD and the whole 20th anniversary shows. Was there anything special in terms of songs you've played, or maybe some special guests you had at the shows? And the shows were at the Lion's Lair in Denville, mm-hmm. Colorado. And I was doing research, researching Slim Cessna Auto Clock on YouTube. And I found several videos from this place. So it looks like is it your favorite place to play?
A favorite place, I don't know if that's accurate. I would rather play a show in Belgium.
the unlimited beer.
But the Lion's Lair was one of the first places that we ever did play, so we have a long history with it. I mean, it's a small venue. It's a capacity 110 people. And with that many people, you can't walk or move, or it's really shoulder to shoulder. So we played three nights there. I mean, normally in Denver, we play, venues that are a little larger, but certainly in the past, we were at Lion's Lair an awful lot, so it is an important part of the history of the band. It's probably the first place where we ever played on a weekend, having our own show and being excited about that when we were obviously much younger and didn't have the same, goals even that we had. I think the first goal, we ever had as a band was to play Lion's Lair on a weekend. So that's, there's a history, even with the owner of the venue, and we've known each other for so long, and it's a dump, it's a dive bar, and terrible sound. But it's also a great place for people to play, and they're very supportive of local music, which is, important in any community. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think that they have a place like a bar like that in every city, and hopefully people understand how important those places are.
Yeah. And coming back to the 20th anniversary show, anything special? Did you have anything special, sets or special guests?
Yeah, we had a few special guests. We had a few ex-drummers join us on percussion. So we had a full rhythm section with Orty Garrison, who now plays with Woven Hand. So that was fantastic. And Gregory Garcia, who also once played drums with us, played percussion. We had Shane Trost, who is an ex-bass player. He joined us for a few songs, and he played trumpet. We had Erica Brown, who has sung background vocals on a few of our albums and a few songs. She joined us as well. So at times we had an 11-piece band, and that was wonderful.
Interesting. Speaking of Colorado local musicians and friends, I know that you and friends with John Snodgrass from Fort Collins, Colorado, who was a member of a brilliant band Armchair Mertan and now is a member of Drag the River and solo artist. I know that you missed him by the day in Europe. Could you please tell a little bit about your friendship with John?
Oh, he's just a guy. He's a terrific guy, for one. He's extremely talented. Probably my favorite songwriter in the world. He's just a joy to be around. And, you know, obviously I love him and his music. We've known him for years. I can't recall when I met him, I don't know. Every time I go to Fort Collins is where he lives. It's about, I suppose, 2 hours north, hour and a half north of Denver. Mm-hmm. And you know, we would go to play shows, and he often would play the shows with us, and vice versa. When he comes to Denver, we have played often together. So we've just known each other for years and years, a few decades, even in that relationship, I suppose.
Oof. I would love to see a show with John and Slim Cessna Auto Club playing together, separate sets, and then doing something together. That would be like a dream show for me.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah,
like, go to Canada and do that.
Yeah, and if he, when he tours by himself, he's just, yeah, he doesn't have that much, you know, gear, and he's usually plays by himself, so you should take him to Canada.
Yeah.
So that was the first part of my interview with Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Auto Club. In the very end of the interview, Slim mentioned his friendship with an artist called John Snodgrass. I'm a huge fan of John's music myself, so I want just to share a little bit of his music with listeners of CITR. I'll play you two songs. One of them will be by his band. Through this band I discovered him. That was a band Armchair Martian. And then I'll play you one of his solo songs. But let's start with his band Armchair Martian. This is a song called John Wayne from band's album called Monsters Always Scream. So let's listen. This is Armchair Martian on CITR.
Did you think I changed my mind? So you think I watch you sleep? But my heart I'll never keep. Did you ever act your age? Well, I'd act jealous, but I'd have to make you weak. So no more will we be. I find it hard to sleep, cause I know what you need. So I'm killing you with lies. Fooled you, fooled myself, without even trying.
hardly. It's just hard enough for me to care. You've been ready for a while, and you're brave. We're strangers, and I don't recognize your heart. Your heart.
I know that right after you.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard couples of songs by John Snodgrass. The last song, it was called, let me check, Brave. Brave the Strangers. Yeah, sorry, excuse me. And that was from John's solo album called Visitor's Band. And yeah, that was John Snodgrass. And before that, we heard a song from Armchair Immersion. This is another project John was member of, because I don't think they're a band anymore. And it was a song called John Wayne from band's album called Monsters Always Scream. Let's move on. Let's move to the second part of my interview with Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Audio Club, and let's listen to the part two of this interview, and then I'll play you a little bit more music. So let's listen. This is the second part of the interview with Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Audio Club.
I know that right after you got back from Belgium, you played a very interesting show at the Gooski Bar in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You've played the Sterling Sisters, a band which features your son George. Do you often play to them? How was this? What is this? Is it a project? Is it just a fun thing to do?
George and I, he doesn't live at home anymore. He's my son, and he's a musician also, and since he was much younger, he and I have been playing shows together on our own. When I'm not busy with the Auto Club, I'll do these shows with George, just as a local band where I live. I actually live in Pittsburgh, not in Denver. But George and his band, they're doing their first tour, and they stopped in Pittsburgh. So I got in just in time to watch his band, the Sterling Sisters, perform, and they're absolutely amazing too, by the way. But then also we played a short set together and had a blast.
That's brilliant, because I've checked them out on YouTube, and I was amazed how the Sterling Sisters have the same influence. I can hear the same influences as your band, Slim Cessna's Auto Club. Does it make you proud, I don't know, flattered, that your son loves the same music as a dad, not even as a musician?
Yeah, it is flattering, you know. Of course, I'm also a little concerned he's ripping me off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he has the same hat, so...
Yeah. No, I'm actually flattered, and I, you know, hopefully I raised him properly, you know. So, you know, my one of the things, you know, as a parent, that, you know, it's my job to hope that my children go on to do better things than I have, so... I'm rooting for him all the way. I'm real excited to see where he goes with this, and thrilled that he's having an opportunity to do it also.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job. I checked out them on Bandcamp. They have an EP and a brand new 7-inch. I liked it, so he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I think so also.
Speaking of Cessna family, I know that you have a lot of pets at home. Dogs Louis and cats Waffle and Winslow, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And even a local band from Denville, Colorado, The New, they tweeted that Slim Cessna and his pictures of dogs is the best thing Twitter has going on right now. So,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your, you know, love for the pets. And I know that you really missed your dog Louis while you were in Europe on tour.
Oh yeah, of course I did. my wife and I are crazy. We just like to have all kinds of pets. We always have. I think we used to drive our kids crazy because the pets were as much family as they were sometimes. So, but you know, this has also been a hard year. Within this 1 year, we've lost two dogs due to old age. And Louis is our new baby. We've had him since October, and now that my children are out of the house, he is officially our baby, and we treat him as if he's a person.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, and then you spoil a young kid. So this is how it's supposed to be, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. At least that's how we think it's supposed to be.
And one of the final questions I always like to ask when I do interviews, and because I'm always on the lookout for the new music, is there something that you've been listening lately, or some new albums, new bands, maybe not new releases, but something you've been really into, and that you can share and recommend to myself and to the listeners of CITR?
Oh, well, I suppose so. I'm terrible at this, though. I have a problem. I don't listen to music unless it's made by friends of mine.
Uh-huh.
Which might sound like I'm kind of snobby, but really it's the only way to keep me interested, because I have a hard time keeping up with trends and what everybody thinks is right or wrong, and also I don't want things that I do to be affected by anything that I listen to unless it's someone who I personally love and am friends with is playing. So I love the newest Munley album, Munley and the Lupercalians.
Uh-huh.
I love everything that Drag the River ever did, and my friend Joe in Providence has a great new album called White Lighter. His band is called Joe Fletcher and the Wrong Reasons. There's probably many more that I can't think of at the moment.
Oh, but still, this is good enough. I'll research all that stuff, and I'll check it out. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, this is it. Thank you so much for finding time and talking to me, and I'll see you very, very soon on July 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes, thank you.
That was the my interview with the Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Auto Club. Just as a reminder, the band plays in Vancouver on July 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And so yeah, this is like a month away, and Big John Bates is opening the show. In the end of the interview, Slim mentioned a couple of bands he really enjoys, and he also talked a little bit about this interesting collaboration he does with his son's band called the Sterling Sisters. And yeah, recently they played a show together. I looked at those pictures. It's really cool to see, like, because his son looks a lot like Slim, like his dad, and it's really cool to see, you know, this family unit on stage playing music. I found it's a really interesting fact. So I found a song by his son's band, the Sterling Sisters, and I also, we don't have that much time, but I also play a couple of songs by the bands Slim mentioned in the end, the bands he likes, the bands he recommends. But let's start with his son's band, the Sterling Sisters, and that's a song of their self-titled EP, and the name of the song is Raised You in the West. So let's listen. This is the Sterling Sisters.
Born and raised on Sydney,
I'll embrace the sound. But when you turn on the radio, I hear all the stations. The only way to shut it off is shutting you off too. I'm not one for discomfort, love, I do what I must do. Now I have seen the heavens from the lost down at the bottom. You gave my angels methadone and now you really got me. The sandman's getting taller and the birds out of tune. They're pointing fingers everywhere but there's no more room. No.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're almost done here on 101.9 FM, and that was weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. Let me quickly tell you what we just heard. What kind of music was it? The last song, it was John Fletcher and The Wrong Reasons. This is one of the songs Slim recommended, one of his friends, John Fletcher from Providence. That was a song called A Better Place from their last studio album called Bury Your Problems. Before that, there was another recommendation, the band from Denver, Colorado. Fort Collins, Colorado. Wow, this is a complicated compilation of sounds to pronounce. Anyhow, Drag the River, that was the band of the band's name, featuring John Snodgrass, and that was a song called Embrace the Sound from their studio album called Closed. And I opened this block of music, the Sterling Sisters. This is the band which features George, son of Slim Cessna, and that was their song called Raised You in the West. This is it. We're done here. We All Fall Down for the week. I'll be here next week. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca and on iTunes. And also, I have the blog We All Fall Down CITR.tumblr.com, and I have there all previous episodes available, and I also have their list of upcoming shows on the right side of the webpage. That's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'd like to finish up this show with a song by Joey Cape, the member and probably the main person in Lagwagon, and that will be his acoustic version of a Lagwagon song called To All My Friends, and this song features John Snodgrass, who was a second guest on the show today. I don't know, like, there was lots of John's music on the show and John's featuring on different songs, so yeah, let's listen. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of the week. Have a great long weekend. Happy Canada Day. Enjoy, celebrate, and have fun. And this is Joey Cape and John Snodgrass, To All My Friends. Thank you. Bye bye.
Here's a song to all my friends I know. Cup half empty, cup half full, perspectives and beers. They weren't failures, just the regulars of my favorite year. They come and go, picking metal from mobile homes. Kano, Don Samanza, Ghost of Christmas Future, dancing
to the beat of time. Lifetime of retreat, and his regrets were lost. A time to say goodbye to all my friends. We've been
are so good.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that show, Rescue Me?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I invented TV. It's awesome.
No, here we go. I'll tell you what.
I invented TV is what I said.